Creating Your Own Destiny, written by Patrick Snow, narrated by Barry Campbell. Introduction. Breaking Free. Your heart is born free. Have the courage to follow it. William Wallace. As I have marketed and promoted this book, I have come to the realization that many people do not believe it is possible to create their own destiny. You will learn from listening to this book that I am not one of those people. I wrote this book to assist you in stretching your mind to consider what is possible in your life. My goal is to offer strategies, resources, and tools to convince you that, despite the current adversities and obstacles in your life, you can indeed create your own destiny. Let's start this journey of self-exploration together by asking a few very important questions. Your answers to these questions will send you on a personal quest to seek the truth in your life, setting you free to pursue your destiny. Taking action on the answers to these questions will give you a life of happiness, freedom, and prosperity. Are you unhappy at work? Do you want more out of life? Do you want to experience true freedom? Are you really free? Are you doing each and every day what your heart is calling you to do in both your professional and personal life? I speak in front of thousands of people every year, and when I ask that question, very few people raise their hands. Why? Most people aren't free. They've become slaves to their job or their life circumstances. They struggle with the things one must do, paying off credit card debt, working a full-time job or even two jobs, taking evening classes, supporting their families and raising children, living from paycheck to paycheck, making monthly mortgage payments, and so on. Even successful people aren't immune from believing they're trapped. Most people I know who make a lot of money become slaves to that financial success. The more they make, the more they spend, and the more money they need to make. I come from a modest middle-class family, and I have achieved financial successes far greater than most people. At times, I have also severely struggled financially and not known where my next paycheck was coming from. My faith in God has helped me overcome many adversities. I have learned that money, in and of itself, doesn't make you free. Over the course of a dozen years, I have interviewed thousands of disgruntled and unhappy employees across North America and learned that we all want the same thing. We all want more out of life. Most people basically want six things: more time, more money, more freedom, more health, more love, and more happiness. How, then, can each of us get more out of life and recapture, as William Wallace said, our heart born free? I believe we become free when we create and then follow our destinies. What is destiny? Webster's dictionary defines the word as meaning fate. Look up fate in the dictionary and you'll see that it means the supposed force that predetermines events. I believe that this supposed force is your mind, or brain. If we use our minds properly by taking action and executing our ideas and the opportunities presented to us in the way that we are capable of, then we truly can become the supposed force that predetermines the events that occur in our lives. To me, destiny means the ultimate purpose, fate, each of us has here on earth. Destiny is what each of us, as unique individuals, is put here on earth to do, to become. Our destinies reside within us. Destiny is our freedom, the great potential we have, the supposed force waiting only for our minds to unleash it. By the end of this book, I believe that you will be able to discover your destiny. You will also learn how you can apply my ultimate destiny secret for life. This secret will show you how to achieve what the subtitle of this book promises: how to get exactly what you want out of life and work. I know what many of you may be saying. I can't influence my destiny. My job sucks. I'm worried about being laid off. My boss is an idiot. My credit card bills and student loans are too high. My credit score is too low. Or I have to work two jobs just to pay my rent or mortgage, and I can't even think about saving for the down payment on a house like my parents owned while I was growing up. That's wrong thinking. Regardless of how bad your current circumstances are, you can influence your own destiny. You can shape it, make it real. I'm going to show you how in this book, Creating Your Own Destiny. Through this book, you will learn how to dream again. I will show you how to plan and execute to fulfill your dreams. As a result, you will soar for the rest of your life. Still not certain? I don't blame you. Believing we can influence our destiny requires huge thinking and an even bigger amount of belief. But each of us can think, right? Each of us can believe, right? Right! Each of us can positively influence our fates. As Robert Ringer stated in his book, Million Dollar Habits, when your mind believes something to be true, it stimulates your senses to draw to you the things, people, and circumstances necessary to convert the mental image it houses into its physical reality. I believe this is how you create your own destiny. Your dreams can come true. As Earl Nightingale said, you become what you think about. Another thing often holds people back in the pursuit of their dreams: fear. Following your dreams can be scary. You might be rejected. It will take hard work. There will be obstacles along the way. But you must risk pursuing your dreams to become free. You will learn a strategy to put your fears aside once and for all. I'm going to encourage you to pursue the biggest dreams possible, the most seemingly impossible things. Why? I strongly believe what T.S. Eliot said. Only those who will risk going too far can possibly find out how far they can go. This book contains 4 sections and 16 chapters that will help you create and realize your destiny. I firmly believe that it will allow you to have more time, more money, more freedom, more health, more love, and more happiness. I call these 16 chapter headings my Success Roadmap. This roadmap was developed to show you how to be courageous in your endeavors and proceed in the manner in which you are truly capable. There is a saying by Ralph Waldo Emerson: do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path, and leave a trail. You can blaze a new trail. This book will be your compass and help guide you along the way. Before we begin, I think it's important that you know that all the material here was developed through my life experience, which includes reading more than 1,000 self-help books, working more than 15 years in corporate sales, being a published coach, giving more than 1,500 speeches worldwide, and, most importantly, being a son, husband, and father. Please know that this book is more than just my thoughts and suggestions. What you are listening to right now is one of my dreams come true. I believe that my destiny is, among other things, to help people overcome their personal fears and adversities to set their hearts free. I also believe that there is no such thing as a completed education. Education is a lifelong process. In fact, I believe that I can learn as much from you as you can from me. There is so much yet for me to learn. This is one of the reasons I enjoy reading. I challenge you to become a lifelong learner and open your mind to the new ideas, strategies, and techniques offered in this book and many others. I want to challenge you to think like a world champion. If you knew that under no circumstances could you fail, what would you want to do with the rest of your life? I know that some of you may be thinking, Patrick, achieving dreams is easy for you. You're successful, have all this great experience, plus you have a wonderfully successful and supportive wife and 2 great kids. But I, on the other hand, am too young, or too old, and too broke and inexperienced to accomplish great things. Whether you realize it or not, I am more like you than you might think. I have been a struggling underdog my entire life, and only recently have experienced the realization of my vision. I am not there yet, I am a work in progress. I continue to fight like hell to achieve my goals. On the other hand, if you have already arrived, then there is no reason for you to continue listening to this audiobook. If you are like me and continue to experience adversity, then let's move forward together in pursuit of our destinies. I sincerely believe that if I can work toward achieving my destiny, anyone can. Anyone, I repeat, anyone can influence and enhance their destiny. What's more, let me say this. I believe you have what it takes to influence your destiny. How do I know this? I was once in your shoes, feeling apprehensive about following my dreams. Also, the fact that you're taking the time to listen to this material and apply the ideas and suggestions tells me that you have what it takes to reach your destiny. And finally, every negative can also be a positive. You may believe you are too young or too old, but think about it this way. You have the benefit of a fresh start with each new day. You have your whole life ahead of you to accomplish great things. Now is the time to get started moving in the right direction. I want to help you. I will be your coach along the way, your guide, your confidant. If I can do it, so can you. I believe in you. Think about what author, Nobel, and Pulitzer Prize winner Pearl S. Buck said. The young do not know enough to be prudent, and therefore they attempt the impossible and achieve it generation after generation. Now consider this quote from Julius Caesar. For lack of training, they lacked knowledge. For lack of knowledge, they lacked confidence. For lack of confidence, they lacked victory. In Creating Your Own Destiny, I am going to give you the training, knowledge, and confidence to win in your own game of life. Finally, as you begin this book, consider the following words from Oliver Wendell Holmes. They reveal the tremendous power of our minds as we continuously grow. Man's mind, once stretched by a new idea, never regains its original dimensions. This book will help you uncover new ideas, get out of your box, expand your comfort zone, and help you pursue the things you love in life. Additionally, you will learn to overcome rejection and put aside your fears as you pursue a new direction in life. I wish you well on your new journey in pursuit of creating your own destiny. Are you ready to begin? Good. Let's go.